No, we're still here, y'all.
Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Okinawa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Okinawa, and I hope you all are having a good evening. But before we get started, for all you artists out there who would like to get your music played on Infinite L Radio, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infinitelenc.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infinitelenc.com.
All right, everyone. My featured host, featured guest for this evening is singer-songwriter JR. JR, how you doing?
Hey, Okinawa, thank you so much for having me on. How's everybody doing out there tonight? I am so glad to be a part of this show. And again, I thank you so much for having me on.
I appreciate you coming on with us this evening.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
All right. What I wanted to know from you is, what is it you're doing currently right now? What projects you got going on?
That's a good question. What am I not doing? It should be the question. But the things that I'm working on right now, I'm actually working on my brand new album. It's my sophomore project. It's called Metamorphosis. Hopefully, God willing, it'll be out in September this year.
All right. Now, with this being your sophomore album, you said, how harder is it to work on the second album versus you doing your first album?
You know, that's a really good question. When it came to my first album, Like I Love You, I started writing that album. I started writing that album whenever I started really getting into recording. And it wasn't until I actually released a single in 2013 called Tonight's Your Night that my fan base started to grow, and they were like, you need to put out an album. And I felt it was time for me to do so. And so it took about 2 years for me to actually get the album fully written. And after that time frame, even once the album was done, I still felt like it was time for me to still keep with that whole process. But during that time frame after the album was released, I kind of was going through some personal trials and tribulations, and the only thing that really kept me going was music. And I've always was the type of artist to where I love. I grew up listening to love songs. I grew up listening to ballads, listening to artists who actually sang and had, a real power behind their voice. One of my musical influences is Whitney Houston. So, I grew up listening to her and a lot of other artists. And I love that they sang about, that she and other artists sang about love. So I wanted to keep with that. So in that process, after the album came out, I still continued. I was like, okay, let's take the love thing up a notch. So I ended up releasing my song Crazy for You in 2018. And from there, that was where I found the niche, if you will, to actually start writing the next project. And that one, I would honestly say it took about, that one took about 3 years because of the fact that I wanted to make sure that everything was right. I wanted to make sure I had the right sound, the right producers, the right lyric. I wanted to write the right lyrics that spoke to my audience about what it was that I sang about. So it took a little longer than the first one did, I would have to say.
Okay. With this album here, the name.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why that name?
Well, That the reason for Metamorphosis is because after Like I Love You, as I mentioned, I went through some personal trials and tribulations, and when I say I had to go into my cocoon, that's when I went into my cocoon stage, if you will, because I had to go through a lot of changes spiritually, mentally, emotionally. I went through a lot of changes, and it was through prayer and patience and, you know, that I was able to evolve. And I wanted to show my listeners that I did not remain the same JR that I was with the first album. The first album, you know, and this is something that I tend to realize with a lot of artists. When they release their debut album, they're fresh. They're still really trying to find their sound. But it's usually with that second album, they found themselves, they found their sound. And I've always found that it's usually that second album that's that best album where you're like, oh, this is really them. So I felt like for myself, because I had gone through a metamorphosis, that I wanted to show my listeners that change. Because as I said, not only did I change spiritually, I changed emotionally. I found love within that time frame. And when I say I changed physically, I got a little bit more built than I was before. I got tattoos and piercings and all this kind of thing. So I went through a big change, a big metamorphosis. So I felt like that was the reason behind me naming the album what it is.
Okay. So this is basically a story of you.
Yeah, it's a story of me, but at the same time, it's a story of love and how I'm taking that love to the next level.
We're taking it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
How do you compare?
Well,
where you're at now,
mm-hmm.
is what I wanted to know. And where you think you will grow to go?
That's a really good question. Now, where I am now, I would have to say I'm definitely in a better place than I was. As far as an artist, I would have to say my sound has definitely grown. It's definitely matured. I've had a chance to really fine tune my vocals, my lyrics as a composer. I definitely have had the chance to fine tune those things. The next thing for me after Metamorphosis, and this is something that I wanted to do for a long time, I actually wanted to get into writing and singing gospel music. Because funny enough, and not a lot of people know this about me, but whenever I started as a songwriter, I started writing gospel. And because initially that was the route I wanted to go, but I realized after a lot of prayer that God had a different trajectory for me, to where I was still going to break into the music industry with secular music without it being derogatory, without it being explicit, without it me losing myself in it, to just show that expression of love, what love is, what it is when you find it, how thankful you are when you find it. And I feel like with Metamorphosis, as I said, I'm just stepping it up a bit, because I've gone through that experience of finding love, knowing what love is, and, you know, just being able to actually write about it from a real place. Because I felt like with Like I Love You, that was a love letter. That was me putting that love that I wanted into the atmosphere, and then it came back. And
okay.
Then I had a chance to write about it and really, as I said, take it up a notch to show how that love has changed me, you know? So I think that's how I can compare. And then, like I said, stepping into the gospel realm with the next project, I think that's going to pretty much kind of take me a little further into that as well.
Okay. Where's the latest single off the new album?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel when it came close to, you know, the release date and everything? since your release date is July 1st, which is tomorrow, how does that energy carry over into promoting that particular single or that song, I should say?
You know, Ohiniwa, that for the single Can't Stay Away from that album, you know, I've been sitting on that song for so long that the energy behind it, I've been waiting for so long to record it. But, you know, God has his time for everything. And I felt like whenever I went into the studio to record it, at that moment that I recorded it, I knew that the energy of it for me, when it came to life, it was going to explode. And I'm so excited for the world to hear what I have been sitting on. It's been 2 years, almost 2 years, since I've released a single. My last song was my song Love You Right, which just exploded throughout from 2020 all the way up until now. And to have something else to show the world, to let them know, hey, one, that I'm still here, I'm still making music, but to be able to give them that energy of, you know, this is what has happened, this is what where I've grown within that time frame. I'm excited for the world to hear this song, to feel and to feel the reason and the delivery and the passion, the fire that I put into writing it and into recording it.
All right, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have you go ahead and introduce your newest single.
Okay, all right. Well, for you guys right here on blogtalkradio.com, this is my brand new single, Can't Stay Away. This is off of my sophomore album, upcoming, Metamorphosis, which will be out in September, again, God willing. This is Can't Stay Away right here on Blog Talk Radio on In the Know with Ohiniwa.
every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
All right, for all my listeners that may just be tuning in, that song I just played was You Can't Stay Away, and it's by our highlighted artist and featured guest for this evening, JR.
That Good song, evening, everyone.
That song everyone can relate to.
Yeah, I felt that way, you know, and it's so funny because after I went into the studio and I recorded the song, I literally sat down, like, even in my car, I was driving home from the studio and I was listening to the song and I just kept listening to it over and over again because I was just like, you know, this song just hits a little differently because of the fact that it is something that everyone can relate to. Everyone can relate to when you meet that person that is something about them that draws you in and you can't really explain it. And then whenever you fall in love with them and, you know, it's just something about them, about their energy that you just can't stay away from. And when you're away from them, you miss them so much. So, yeah, I think everybody can relate to that at some point in their life.
This song, I've had friends going way back to high school.
Mm-hmm.
That first true love, all they could think about and talk about was that particular person.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When I heard the song, it took me back to those times. I was like, wow.
I'm so glad to hear that. I really am. You know, honestly, whenever my friend and producer Slick of So For Real Productions, whenever he brought this track to me, I heard it and I was just like, you know, this gives me such a 90s R&B feel that I was just like, I have to write something to it. And I felt like this was a song. And again, when I found that inspiration, the week that I met my significant other. And it was just like the words started to come to me, but it took a couple of months after we had started dating that all of the words flowed out of me. And I was just like, okay, this song is for them. And yeah, so I totally get where you're coming from. Because again, it takes you back to that one person that you know, like that you just can't stop talking about, you can't stop thinking about that person that in this day and age with technology that you know, you think about them, you grab the phone, you want to text them, hey, what are you doing at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning? You know they're asleep, but you're still like, hey, what are you doing? And it's just like, why are you calling me kind of thing? Like, I was just thinking about you kind of, you know, that kind, it gives you that kind of feeling when you listen to that song.
Oh, yes. I was like, wow.
Well, thank you. I'm excited for the world to hear it. I am.
When they hear it, they're going to be like, man.
It's going to be one of those. Yeah, it's going to be one of those. Where has this song been?
Exactly. It's taking me back to my childhood. Somewhere along the line, the childhood's going to come up into it. Teenage years, early college years, it's going to take them back and they're going to be like, you know what? This is what we've been missing.
And that was the goal. That was the goal. I prayed. I kid you not. I prayed and I asked God. I said, Lord, I just want you to touch this song. I was like, I want this song to be something to where when people hear it, they're going to wonder. The first thing they're going to want that I asked for, I was like, I want people to hear this song and be like, who is this guy? And where has this music been? Like, you know, that kind of thing. That's why, you know, I felt like Metamorphosis was the perfect title for this album because it shows a change in the artist that I was 6 years ago when I released my first album. You know, the first album, I was totally single, totally, you know, just hoping and praying and wishing that love would come into my life. And I sat down and I wrote out what I thought love should be. And that's where Like I Love You comes from. It's pretty much a whole love letter of love songs. And then it was just like, again, when I went through my cocoon stage, if you will, and I went through those changes, those trials, those tribulations, you know, those ups and those downs, and I saw the changes happening, I was just like, okay, yeah, we got to take this music up a notch.
Well, you definitely did.
Thank you.
What I do want to do is I want to go ahead and I want to play another one of your songs.
Okay.
And this song is Crazy for You,
mm-hmm.
by our featured guest this evening, JR. Enjoy.
I've never seen anybody like you. You're so ecstatic with the things that you do. I just can't take it when you pass my way. You're like the sun on the cloudiest day. I lose my senses, baby, when I see you walk. The angels sing every time I hear you talk. You had me hooked when you caught my eye. Under your spell, baby, that's no lie. Baby, you are so perfect, at least in my eyes. All that I have to give, you're worth it. You really took me by surprise. Baby, you are so amazing. Never known a love like you. You brought me up to fire, your place. Baby, I'm so crazy for you. Got me out of my mind. You're truly one of a kind. Can't get you out of my head. Baby, you are so fine. I don't know what I would do. Where you should be, baby. I just can't help how you make me feel. Feels like I'm dreaming and this can't be real. But I'm awake, it's reality. You're by my side and you're loving me. I feel that God truly answered my prayers. And I'm so thankful for the love that we share. It's the finest thing that I've ever seen. Got my attention if you know what I mean. You get a standing ovation every time you come around. Feels like I am up in heaven and I never want to come down. Just can't explain the way you guide me. I feel the tribe I want me to. I love your heart, your mind, your body. I am so crazy for you. I just can't get enough. Can't get enough of your love. Feel you are made just for me. Just like a hand fits in love. There's no one in this world who makes me feel like me you do. No other love can compare to the way I love you. You're on my mind when I first wake up. You just don't know what you've done to me. I'm in a trance when I am around you. Your presence sends chills right through me. If this world were mine, I'd give you all that's in it. I'll give you anything that you desire. Every step I take it like a record with me. And together, baby, we can climb higher. You are so perfect, at least in my eyes. So that I had to give your worth, it really took me by surprise. Baby, you are so amazing. Never known a love like you. You brought me up to fire, crazy. I am so crazy for you. Turn me out of my mind. You're truly one of a kind. Can't get you out of my head. Baby, you are so fine. I don't know what I would do.
All right, my listeners out there, if you're just tuning in, the song I just played was Crazy for You, and is by my featured guest this evening, JR.
And if you are just tuning, in, hello everyone.
Where did this song come from?
What was the inspiration?
The beat I love.
You know, that's a really good, a really interesting story with this one. So, I knew I needed something different because, again, I was still just kind of coasting on the first project, and I wanted to put out something different to kind of show, again, that change in my sound and in my music. And when I wrote this song, I really didn't have a thought behind it, so to speak. It's pretty much like I just wanted to write something. I think it was pretty much the same thing. I was just sticking with the kind of love that I wanted and that I wanted. And I wrote, I felt like, honestly, when I wrote this song, I feel like I honestly wrote love into my life at that point. Because it's so funny, I listened to this song and I remember during the time when I met my significant other in 2019, and I would listen to this song, and it's just like this song fit them so perfectly because it was, that's just like the lyrics, just they painted the perfect picture. I, you know, they were on my mind as soon as I woke up in the morning, because as soon as I woke up in the morning, I'm grabbing my phone and I'm sending a text message. Good morning. How are you? How did you sleep? You know, that kind of thing. So I felt like in that instance, I felt like in all honesty, it was God using my gifts and using me in a way to pretty much write that person into my life. And I feel that's pretty, that honestly is where that came from.
Well, that song is definitely going to be, you know, one of those songs that once they hear it, it's going to be with them all the time.
Yeah, it's one that I actually find myself listening to from time to time, and I feel good when I listen to it. Like a lot of time, I'll sit down and I'll start listening to it, and just like yourself, what tended to grab me above anything was that instrumental, which shout out to 5280 Productions for this track. It was amazing when I heard it. I was floored. And for me, I was just like, you know, this is going to be something that is going to, again, take my music to another level, because I never really done a song like that before, or at least worked with a track like that before. So I was like, okay, this one is going to be a good one. And when the song came out, it was just like so many people, friends, family, fans, you know, they were like, whoa, JR, this song, they were like, this song hits a little different. It was like, you got me dancing, and I'm listening to it. Like, even my mom was just like, this is you. I was like, yeah, this is me. Just like, this is my song. She was like, oh, wow. She was like, I didn't even know that was you, because my sister was playing it for her, and she was just dancing too. And she was like, who is this? And my sister was like, that's your son. So, that song right there was actually the one that broke the ground for me to even write Metamorphosis.
Yeah, because when I listen to it, and I've listened to it more than once, mm-hmm. I'm always finding me shaking my shoulders. No matter if I'm standing, if I'm sitting down, my shoulders are moving. I'm like, all right.
You know what's so funny? I was doing the same. I was honestly doing the exact same thing when the song was playing. I was sitting here and I was just kind of moving my shoulders as well, because it puts you in a good mood. It's a feel good song, and I'm very thankful to God that I was able to achieve that with that song.
It does take you to another place.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're having a bad day, the song would bring you out of it, definitely.
Yeah. For me, there are two songs that I've done. Well, there are a few songs that I've done in my discography that are like my favorites, but I would have to say this one, when it comes to the new project, I would have to say it would be this one, my song Getaway, and then my most recent release, not the one that's coming out tomorrow, but my song Love You Right. Those tend to be the three for me that put me, that actually are my personal favorites, that put me in a good mood, especially Getaway, because I remember working with the Legion on that song, and it was just something about, I will never forget it. I got my hands on that track, and I was talking with a friend of mine over the phone, and I was playing it, and it was just like everything about that song just kind of grabbed my attention. I literally started writing it while I'm sitting there. It literally took me 4 hours to write Getaway. And it's just like, that's another one that I feel like really puts me in a really good mood, because it makes you just be like, you know what, especially as crazy as things are nowadays, it just makes you really like want to say, you know what, I just want to pack my bags and go somewhere. So, you know, I think Crazy For You, Getaway, and Love You Right, those for me are the ones that I feel really put me in that really feel good space.
I listen to Getaway, that one, definitely. But the next song that I want to play is Love You Right.
I've gotten
they're falling into place.
that one, I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about that one after you play it. I have a feeling we're going to talk about that one.
So for my listeners out here, this is Love You Right by JR, my featured artist and guest for this evening.
Tonight I see you watching me. The look that's in your eyes is telling me you're wanting me. Baby, you know how much I want you to have you in my arms to do the things that lovers do. So come over here, sit down by my side. I'll show you everything because I have nothing to hide. Tell me what you need, I am here to serve all of your fantasies. I promise I won't lose my nerve. Your eyes, they can't hide the passion that is burning for me deep inside. I'm where you wanna be, just take my hand. I've got what you need, babe. Time has come for us, I'm gonna get inside your head. I've gotta let you know, baby, I'm for real. Tonight my love is yours, not holding back, that's what I feel. You know your body, it's what I want. Just let me put it down, just give me all of that you flaunt. So baby, relax and enjoy yourself. Once I'm inside of you, there won't be room for no one else. I'll kiss you here, I'll touch you there. I'll do whatever you want without. I'm in the driver's seat and you're down to ride the road to ecstasy. Won't you step inside, baby, tonight? Let's take flight. For us the sky's the limit and the mood is right. Let me do what I do, my only goal. I just wanna love you. Everybody's calling out to me, it says you're wanting me. All that I want, so baby, please.
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday nights called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go.
All right, my listeners. That song I just finished playing for you was Love You Right by our featured guest this evening, RJ. All right. where? I have to ask, did this one come from? Because everyone can relate to this song. Oh, JR? Okay, hold on 1 second. What's that song?
Hello?
You know, hey there.
I'm not. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure what happened, but I'm back with you now.
What's this song? Where did this one, you know, come from? What inspired
you? Okay, so with Love You Right, it's a little different. So my producer friend, and he's been my longtime producer, Keith Hurd, Maestro Sounds Entertainment out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's been my producer for a long time. He actually, for some reason, we have this Simon and Garfunkel kind of relationship where it's like he'll produce some amazing instrumentals, and as soon as I hear them, I'll start writing. And so I heard this one, and it's just like as soon as I heard it, I honestly started singing just the hook to the song. And I wanted a song because the song that a lot of people told me that they loved the most from my first album was my song Tonight's Your Night, which is the first song that Keith had actually produced for me. That was my first number one single, my first big hit on the iTunes charts. That was the one that God showed me was going to kick down doors, and it did. And so I wanted to write a song that was going to, again, take it up a level. And at the same time that I had written Crazy for You, I sat down, I came across this track, I reached out to Keith. I was like, I gotta write a song to this. This is gonna be a hit with this track. And I sat down and I wrote it. And like I said, I wanted to take the love thing to the next level. And I felt like Love You Right was going to be that one to also again show that growth in my voice, in my sound, and again was going to show that I was, again, I wasn't the same artist that I was when I first came out. So that's where Love You Right came from. And it's so funny because I originally recorded the song as a rough cut back in 2018, and I stepped out on faith and I was like, you know what, I want to see what this song will do. And there was a particular awards show that I participate in Chicago, usually every year. And I submitted the song, the rough draft, I submitted it for their R&B Soul Award, and the song won. And so I realized at that point, I was like, okay, you've got magic on your hands here. And again, I kept wanting to record that song. And even before the pandemic, I wanted to record that song. And again, everything I feel has its perfect timing. God has his perfect timing for everything. So during the pandemic, I went to the studio, I re-recorded the song, and just like with Can't Stay Away, I came home, I sat down, and I listened to the song repeatedly. And I was just like, there's something about this song that's going to hit differently than any of the other songs that I've released. And whenever I released this song, so many people were contacting me, and they were just like, Jay, this song, it was like, not to take away from any of the music that you have done, they're like, but this song, nobody can come behind you and touch this song. This is your song. They were like, I love this song. Out of any other songs that you've done, this one is my favorite. So I felt like, again, Love You Right was something that I felt was, again, just going to show my listeners what was, you know, that I'm still doing love songs, but I'm just taking it all up a notch.
This song has definitely taken you there.
Well, and I have a couple. Well, I promise you, there's one song that I'm actually going to be going into the studio fairly soon to record. I'm just going to give you a little backstory behind it. It's a song called Sweetest Thing. It's another song. It's kind of like Can't Stay Away and Love You Right, but again, this one it hits a little differently. And I think everybody, whenever the album comes out and you hear it, is going to be one that you're really going to love, because I wanted to keep with that element, where it puts you in that mood, it puts you in that mind frame. I wanted to keep with that element. So, like I said, Metamorphosis, I'm turning up the heat a little bit for my listeners.
You definitely did it. But I do want to say that these three songs that we played here tonight, they all told a story.
Yeah.
And that story everyone could relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that, because you don't get that very often.
You don't. And I appreciate that. I thank you. Because you're absolutely right. You don't get that storyline, especially nowadays. You don't, you know, with the way music has evolved so much, you really don't get, you don't get that music anymore that really just puts you, you don't get the music that tells a story, but it leaves mystery.
Yes.
You know? It's like music nowadays, the music today just puts it all out there on display. There's no mystery to it.
Exactly. Well, man, I've been doing some talking for some time.
I'm sorry?
I said we've been doing some talking for some time. I didn't realize we're at the end. I'm sorry to say, we have to go.
I've had fun. I definitely have had fun. I thank you so much for having me on your show, and I look forward to coming back if possible, especially once the album is done and letting you guys hear a little bit more of how I've turned up the heat with Metamorphosis, because this is again for you guys who are new to my music. Go out there and listen. Go find my album, Like I Love You, and listen to that one and prepare yourselves, if you will, for what's to come.
JR, I'm so happy that I had you on this evening. Before we say our goodbyes, is there any shout-out you want to put out there before you go?
Absolutely, absolutely. There are so many people that I want to shout out. I want to shout out, you know, of course, my family, my mom, my dad, my sister. I want to shout out my friend. I want to shout out my friend Felicia, Derek, Bryant. I want to shout out my near and dear special friend Kevin. So many people I want to just shout out. You know, just want to thank all of my fans, my listeners, for supporting me for so long, not just through my music, but also through my radio show, Underground Sounds, which is also here on blogtalkradio.com. Yes, that was a shameless plug. But I want to thank, you know, I just want to thank everyone for just being supportive of me and my music. Can't Stay Away will be available tomorrow. Go get it. Get yourselves prepared for Metamorphosis, which, will, again, God willing, will be out in September. The date that I'm hoping and praying that'll come out will be September 16th, but that's still to be determined. But again, you know, I give God all thanks and praise for what he is doing with my gifts and making my and allowing my gifts to make room for me. Oheniwa, thank you again for letting me come on to the show, and for Infinite L and having me on the show and all that you guys are doing. And I do tune into your show. You guys are awesome. And, you know, I look forward to great things to come for you as well.
So very much. It was a pleasure to have you on.
Absolutely. The pleasure was all mine. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, listeners. For all you out there that are wanting to get your music played on Infinite L Radio, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infinitelenc.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infinitelenc.com.
All right, everyone. My next show is going to be July 7th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my featured guest will be the band leader and founder for Children of Adam, and that's Baba Kenya. All right. Now, everyone, the next show, IL Radio Show Music Showcase, will take place on July 2nd, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the host of the show will be L, who is the producer and creator of IL Radio Show. So I hope you all enjoyed the show this evening. You all have a good night.